On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
The Prime Minister has announced she wants to call a general election this summer.
I have just chaired a meeting of the Cabinet where we agreed that the government should call a general election to be held on the 8th of June.
Theresa May spoke outside number 10 earlier. She said with Brexit on the cards, it's important the country gets to have a say on who's in charge.
Let the House of Commons vote for an election. Let everybody put forward their proposals for Brexit and their programmes for government. And let us remove the risk of uncertainty and instability.
MPs have still got to agree to the election, though. Two-thirds of them have to back it in a vote in the House of Commons tomorrow before it can take place. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has welcomed the decision, while Tunbridge and Morling MP Tom Tugendhat says he's got no problem with it.
The question now is, who do you want leading the negotiations to shape the future of an open, prosperous and international Britain? And I want that person to be Theresa May and not Jeremy Corbyn.
Well, just before we came on air this afternoon, I caught up with our political editor, Paul Francis. I started by asking him whether anyone could have predicted this.
It did come as quite a surprise, and I think even MPs were quite surprised that Theresa May suddenly announced that there was to be a general election on June the 8th. It's genuinely caused considerable shock.
And the polls do still show the Conservatives are quite far ahead. She must be feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, I think if you look at the bookies odds already suggesting that Theresa May's hand is going to be strengthened on June the 8th, and Labour's going to be probably fighting a very difficult election. And if it does particularly badly, then Jeremy Corbyn's going to face fresh questions about his leadership.
And just finally, what's going to happen next?
Well, I think there'll be a bit of panic, actually, in some parties. We've got to remember that most people weren't expecting an early election, and Labour, Liberal Democrats and other parties will be busy trying to select candidates. So it's going to be a busy time for all parties. And obviously, I think the election is bound to be dominated by a rerun of the Brexit argument.
Well, keep it KMFM for the latest updates and reaction throughout this afternoon.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A quick look at what else is going on across Kent today. Police are trying to find witnesses after a woman in her 20s was attacked in Canterbury. She was approached by a man near the roundabout in Tothill Road late on Easter Sunday. The suspect ran off when two men shouted at him to stop. The woman wasn't seriously hurt. A man's been charged with GBH after a woman was seriously injured while seeing in the new year in Deal. She was hit with a beer can while watching a fireworks display near the seafront last December. The 20-year-old from the town is due in court next month. Police looking for a man who filmed himself shooting a stranger before posting it on Facebook have admitted he could be anywhere in America. Steve Stevens live streamed the murder in Ohio. Facebook says it's reviewing their procedures after the footage was available to watch for more than 2 hours. And Prince William and Lady Gaga have joined forces to encourage more of us to speak out about mental health.
I feel like we are not hiding anymore. We're starting to talk. And that's what we need to do, really.
Absolutely. It's time that everyone speaks up and really, you know, it feels very normal about mental health. It's the same as physical health.
The video has been released as part of the Heads Together campaign. Jenny Godfrey is from West Kent Mind and has been telling KMFM them speaking out will have a huge impact.
What it makes people realise, hopefully, is that we all have mental health and we can all have mental ill health. And it doesn't matter who you are, as has just been displayed with the Royals coming out, it can affect any one of us for any period of time.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops, where quality comes as standard.
Let's get a sport update now. Here's Joe.
We'll start with football, and Gillingham have still got it all to do if they're to stay in League One next season. They were beaten 3-0 at Charlton yesterday to stay just 4 points from the relegation zone with two games left to play. Here's boss Adrian Pennock.
To be fair, I thought the best we've played for a long time, to be fair. We create a lot of chances, but they are more ruthless in both boxes. And I think that's how you sum up the game, really.
And in cricket, Kent made it back-to-back wins in their first two championship games of the season. Darren Stevens took 5 wickets as they beat Sussex by 226 runs at Hove. Kent welcomed Derbyshire to Canterbury in their next match starting Friday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.